You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What are some concerns about the United States' recent re-election of former President of Donald J. Trump that people should pay attention to when it comes to authoritarianism?
Yeah, I think the biggest concerns is that maybe it looks like President Trump's agenda is going to engender more authoritarianism in the United States, and that might normalize more authoritarianism on the global stage, and threatening democracy everywhere. So this would include attacking minorities, using the judiciary for political means, and cracking down on all kinds of different political rights and human rights.
Do these concerns in turn echo the descent into authoritarianism that many have already seen with countries like China and Russia, but now more than ever with the United States?
So I think many of the elements that I just mentioned are things that are being carried out within China, Russia, and also, as I said, India. So direct targeting of minority groups, deporting individuals from those groups, definitely in India and China and the United States, people from Muslim countries or Arab countries, but more broadly, politicizing the judiciary, so making sure that people's allies are sat on there and then using those mechanisms in order to put forward particular policies, but in general, making sure that there aren't that many checks and balances or that much accountability upon power. Definitely there's a spectrum, so people still enjoy, I think, a range of individual rights, but I think the main thing from my side would be that those rights are being constrained or being threatened.
I see. And in doing so, with the various warnings on the reduction of freedom of speech happening globally, how will authoritarianism constrain the ability to speak freely about the U.S.'s push towards rule by law, aka where the law becomes a tool of control?
Yep, so definitely one of the aims is to shut down political opposition, but also to shut down anybody who's willing to criticize or wants to criticize what the government is doing, even in a constructive manner. So I think it's highly likely that President Trump will follow some kind of vengeance against his opponents when he comes into power. So I think he will target anyone who's ever criticized them in the media, but also academia, any kind of walk of life that you could imagine. And I think that example will stop people wanting to voice their criticism. It will make them afraid. But maybe we'll also just actually they'll face punishment for doing so.
I see. Be some global consequences that the U.S. will begin to see with Trump's return to the Oval Office. And in doing so, how will this further strain the U.S.'s connection with other countries in the world?
So I think the first thing is that it will normalize again authoritarian behavior. So that means for your average autocrat, they'll be able to get away with a lot more because that will be the kind of common way of doing things. I think it will definitely lead to other strains, though, but they may be less related to the authoritarianism, but certainly in terms of economics. So it looks as though Trump wants to put very large tariffs on China, for example, but also the EU, also the UK. That is going to affect everybody globally because it will increase prices. And that will make relationships with the United States more constrained. I think it is possible that the more extreme or the more chaotic the new Trump regime becomes, the more isolated they can become. If they're cast as not being a proactive player internationally or one that is supporting free trade or supporting globalization. So I think there are distinct risks for the United States. But I would say in the short term, the biggest factor is just general uncertainty, instability, and chaos. And all of those things will affect politics and trade in different ways.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.